It's Thursday, February 6th, and with your news at 7 a.m, I am Leonard Witbian. President Nangolo Mbumba has officially inaugurated the final cabinet session before a new administration assumes office on March 21st. As reported by One Africa TV News journalist Envalde Mateus, the outgoing cabinet will wrap up its duties by March 20, having held 22 meetings last year that led to 320 decisions and several policy initiatives.
President Mbumba has urged cabinet ministers to focus on economic growth, employment creation and poverty eradication, finalize their reports and submit them to the president.
Our decisions should translate into better quality of life for our citizens. Decisions of cabinet must lead to economic growth, must lead to employment creation, and must lead to poverty eradication for all our citizens, especially the youth.
Meanwhile, with Parliament's term ending on March 21st, NEFF Deputy Leader and MP Kalimbo Ipumbu has warned that lawmakers have limited time to finalise and debate critical legislation. This report, also compiled by One Africa TV News on One journalist Envalde Mateus.
Ipumbu's concern is time left for them to finalise the bills.
We ought to really debate and make sure that lines by lines are changed in favour of our people. And then the current one which was passed, which is the road bill, we welcome that. And by the look of things, we don't really have much in these few weeks, especially that now everybody is thinking about going home. And also there are those that are looking at the court case of the elections.
You can catch News on One weeknights on One Africa TV, DSTV Channel 284 or GoTV Channel 84, or stream for free on oneafrica.tv. To South Africa now, where Parliament Secretary Xolile George has confirmed a 6 million rand budget for the State of the Nation address. Dignitaries, members of Parliament and former presidents will attend the event. George asserts the allocation is due to increased logistical costs of hosting the event at Cape Town City Hall following the 2022 fire. Xolile confirmed that the reconstruction of Parliament is still ongoing.
Last year we budgeted for 6 million. We have equally budgeted for 6 million this year. The delivery is at the City Hall. Thereafter, debates and replies will be in the dome. So we're fairly confident that the provision we have made would be able to cover adequately the consideration for costs.
To continental matters, the Goma Call for Peace has been launched to demand an immediate ceasefire and protection for civilians in the DRC. Anglican Bishop of Goma, Martin Gordon, highlighted the immense suffering following the M23 rebels taking control of the city, which has resulted in over 900 deaths. Gordon calls for an end to the fighting, withdrawal of foreign forces, and renewed peace talks between Rwanda and DRC. To the United States, where a federal judge in Maryland blocked President Donald Trump's executive order for preventing the children of undocumented migrants from receiving birthright citizenship. District Judge Deborah Boardman says the executive order runs counter to the country's 250-year laws of citizenship by birth and likely violates an 1898 Supreme Court decision on the issue. Our correspondent is Jody Jacobs.
According to Judge Deborah Boardman, the United States Supreme Court has already resoundingly rejected the president's interpretation of the law and says no court in the country has ever endorsed the president's interpretation. Boardman's order becomes the second one nationally to block the implementation of the executive order. Jody Jacobs, New York.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.